From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Progress reported in Iran nuclear talks. Iran nuclear talks appear to have been advanced in two critical areas as foreign ministers from six negotiating powers prepare to meet in Vienna in a final push to secure a nuclear deal with Iran ahead of a self-imposed July 7th deadline. Breakthroughs are reported on two highly contentious issues, the pace of sanctions relief and a probe into whether Iran's previous nuclear work has included the development of nuclear weapons technology. Sources tell VOA the two sides have reached a tentative agreement on the sanctions question. However, officials warn ministers must still approve the deal. Polling stations are open in Greece for the country's crucial referendum. It remains unclear whether Greeks will vote for more economic austerity to get European bailout funds or reject EU demands and risk being thrown out of the eurozone. Stathis Kalvias is a political scientist at Yale University.
If we go to a situation in which there is no agreement, the Greek banks are going to collapse, Greece is going to run out of cash next week, and so it's widely anticipated that we may have disturbances and riots, very much like during the Argentinian default in 2001.
Athens shopkeeper Marlena.
The last 4 years, 4 or 5 years, are very, very difficult for most of the people. We have learned to live with less money, but we have needs. We adjust, of course, but we cannot go any further.
The Europeans accused Athens of refusing to make more economic reforms. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S.-led coalition airstrikes in eastern Syria Saturday and today have killed at least 23 Islamic State militants and wounded others. In a statement issued today, the coalition said the airstrikes targeted structures and transit routes used by the IS group in and around Raqqa. Coalition spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Gillerin says the airstrikes, which he called significant, were intended to deny the militants the ability to move military capabilities throughout Syria and into Iraq. The Tunisian president has declared a 30-day state of emergency after a purported Islamic State terrorist massacred 38 people at a tourist beach resort last week. For the next month, police and the army will have special powers to carry out raids at any moment on the homes of suspected terrorists and other criminals. The government has also fired the governor of the region where the beach resort is located and several officials from the gunman's hometown. Nigeria's president is calling on the Muslim community to condemn the violent activities of Islamist extremist group Boko Haram. The president's appeal follows a surge of deadly suicide bombings since the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Chris Stein reports from Dakar.
The group's campaign to impose strict Islamic law on Nigeria's northeast has forced more than 1.5 million people from their homes and, according to the European Union, has left more than 20,000 dead. Many of the displaced have crowded into cities like Maiduguri, which are better protected from Boko Haram raids. Governor Shettima appealed to villagers of Zabar Mari not to flee, saying the military would protect them.
The people need not to relocate to any other community. We have more than enough internally displaced people to contend with.
The attacks increased the pressure on recently inaugurated President Muhammadu Buhari to fulfill his campaign promise to crush the insurgency. Chris Stein for VOA News, Dakar.
Military officials in Pakistan say a firefight with Islamist militants near the border with Afghanistan today left 4 soldiers and 12 insurgents dead. The Army's media wing says fleeing terrorists also left behind 3 of their dead bodies. The fighting occurred in North Waziristan, a semi-autonomous tribal region where major counter-militancy army operations are underway. An unmanned Russian cargo vessel successfully docked with the International Space Station today, breaking a string of failed attempts to resupply the station. The Progress delivered more than 3 tons of food, fuel, and supplies to the orbiting outpost. 3 attempts to supply the station have failed within the last 9 months, including one last week by a private U.S. company under contract by the U.S. space agency NASA. Officials said although the supply launches had failed, the ISS was not in immediate danger of running out of supplies. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.